Station Space Slash Off Radio.
Quite the funky soundtrack we've got going here.
Yeah, man. Pass me the bong and the electronica.
We're the funkiest. There's no
Yo,
denying
funky.
It.
We are the funky cool Medina.
That's what happens when buddies start slapping, doing the wild thing.
I thought he said, that's what happens when buddies start slapping.
That's what I thought, too.
Really,
ew.
Ew.
Ew. So, you're listening to Geeks in Space?
Yes.
Yeah, the
yes,
mellow, trancy version of Geeks in Space.
Ultra trance.
Everybody,
listening to me,
pop
the
your
Thorazine Geeks in Space.
Pop your ecstasy and start grooving out.
Potter, stop touching me. Just
Geeks in Space does not endorse ecstasy or
that,
any
that
psychedelic drug.
That wasn't me. That was Nate.
Oh, Nate.
Sorry, there was about seven people talking at once, which is ironic.
A little bit, maybe.
There's only four. That's it. You can record this episode without me. I'm going to go stomp off into
without
my closet.
Without Rob, too.
We'll just take bits from old Geeks in Space and slice them together.
Slice
That's right. You got to get one Dragon Ball Z reference.
All right.
And what else? What else do I tend to...
We'll talk about DVDs and old right. material, too. That'll right. help.
Excellent. So let's see. What do we got on the big, exciting board of things to talk about today?
I'm Jeff Hemos Bates.
Oh, that's right. We have to introduce ourselves. I'm Rob Commander Taco Malda.
I'm Jonathan Cowboy Yellow Potter.
And I'm Nate Mixmaster, back from Secret Mission Ostendorp.
Yo, Jay, yo, Jay, yo, Jay.
So what did you guys talk about when I was gone?
Oh.
I don't know.
I did not.
You're going to just have to listen to the heavily edited version that The Sync distributes.
the one that actually, for 3.5 minutes, this goes...
So it's kind of like one of the later episodes of Space Ghost Coast to Coast, where that's just nuts.
Well, let's just say we took heavy heavy drugs,
artistic
beforehand.
License, and
Well, I'm glad I was out of town then.
A new artistic direction for the show. Avant-garde, really. It only begins to describe it.
It was kind of Dadaism
so
meets postmodernism.
So it was
well,
dumb.
It's always dumb, dude.
So yeah. It was dumber. Wow, I'm impressed.
Yeah, we really worked at it.
All right, legitimate things to discuss.
So, well, I'm reading I have an article open, the Salon article on the anti-online John Varnasvich guy who just makes me angry.
With a V? I can't remember.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's got a little attitude.
Oh, he's got a little attitude, but that's about all he's got.
Is that the deal?
Well, this article is just kind of, I don't know, anything that starts out with cyber sleuth, posing as a thief or informing the FBI about hacker behavior. It's all in a day's work for anti-online founder John Varnasvich. La, la, la. Here, I'm going to lick your butt next.
Oh, jeez. That reads like the story about the guy who took down Mitnick.
Kevin Drusner. What's his name? It's Ken or... His last name is Tosarama.
Yeah.
Is it criminal for me to not be interested in Mitnick in the slightest?
Yeah, I know, I'm the same way. Well,
dude,
then,
don't say that. The 2600s will lynch us.
Well, the guy who supposedly
took him down. I like 2600.
Down.
It's just that, you know, the whole Mitnick thing, you know. I'm sure he's a great guy, you know, and I'm sure it's a great thing that he's been freed. But holy cow. I mean, for like 9 years, it was like free Kevin every 8 seconds.
No, but the guy who, you know, supposedly took him down... End quote. That like his whole story, which you know was spawned a book and now a movie.
A movie was it? Takedown? Is it the movie?
Yeah, Takedown, and that's turned out to be just be all lies. That you know he was bragging. I took down Mitnick. Blah 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 blah.
Right. Now they're still floating around. There's like things like alias files and stuff. You know, showing like like history of Mitnick doing stuff, which is pretty interesting stuff. But maybe not that interesting. What do we got else on the agenda? Oh, what else about just read the article about John? Is that the deal?
Yeah, well, no, don't.
Oh,
it's
don't
really worth it.
Yeah. It's just another one of those stories where you're just kind of like, well, I guess a reporter needed to fill some space.
Yeah, it's...
We're paid by the word.
Yeah. It's really, really boring.
We're paid by how many times we can use cyber in our article.
And hacker.
I have a
That's
cyber
the
quotient.
Other thing is it's definitely one of those articles that makes no attempt to discern between cracker and hacker.
I still like whacker. That's my favorite. People who
I'm sure whacker is your favorite.
Script kiddies are whackers.
Yeah, see, I just don't like the term cracker because I keep thinking, you know, of a dry southern redneck.
Oh, somebody's phone is ringing.
We'll just cut that little part out of Geeks
and
Space.
No way, I think this adds realism and character to our story.
Let's go to the phones.
It's Potter.
That's not me.
Oh, then it's me.
It's Jeff.
All right, anyway, talk about Oreo going Oreo. Jeff, talk about Oreo.
Why don't you just talk on your phone and
yeah. Let's see who's calling Jeff. I knew it wasn't mine because mine makes video game noises.
Oh, it's the realtor.
It's the mafia.
All right. Yeah, it's the mafia. Anyway, well, that is news. I'm buying a house.
So that dude from The Sopranos is totally going to be on you.
Right. On
you're buying a house
mind.
In Boston.
I'm buying a house in Boston. Buying a house in Newton, to be exact. Now, Newton's a pretty big area, though, so haha.
Yeah, and for those of you who have been paying attention, with Jeff moving to Boston and with Nate moving to California, we're not exactly sure what's going to happen to everybody's favorite radio
DeBona
show.
DeBona is already buying. He's already getting stuff so that we will do a phone version.
That'll be crazy.
That could quite possibly be insane.
We're gonna have
not
like
the current show is
material. This may
have
be
you ever
insane.
Tried to do a 7-way conference call?
Well, we have this giant expensive board. It better be able to do phone in. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true.
Or
just
else we'll
a
kick
couple
Shannon.
More hybrid couplers.
Yeah,
you guys see, you guys will all be like super low fidelity. You're right, Jeff. That's fascinating. Plus,
and now to our East Coast correspondent.
That's true. Well, it'll be very confusing.
And Nate and I
can
have an East Coast and West Coast
rivalry. Yeah.
Except we'll have to wait for like a 6-second lag in between times.
What did you say? Come in.
Roger.
It's going to be a little on the disturbing side. But yeah, so.
All right. So how about real news? Red Hat 6.2.
Red Hat
6.2
is out if you have a T3.
No. Fat support, I guess.
Fat support?
Yeah.
They didn't have fat support?
Yeah.
No.
Well, no, I guess they're doing more of that. That's the only submission I read about it said that they were doing more of it, like Win Linux or something like that.
Oh, like they can run it off your, UMS DOS or whatever?
Yeah.
So, evidently
that's
actually in there.
The first time I installed Linux, I installed with UMS DOS. That was way back in the day. But you just don't do that. It was cool because, you know, like your long file names and everything were stored in a text file in your within your directory structure. So you're all like, you're looking in your directory and you're all like, here's this extra file. And in it was like all the Unix file system attributes that they needed to function. It cracked me up.
That's pretty cool.
So Red Hat 6.2 is officially released.
That's
It'll
cool.
be shipping April 10 in the paper box form.
So
not in the stainless steel
collection.
Boxes. That didn't go over so well.
Well, I was really hot on the wood crate, but they, you know, you buy your copy of Red Hat 6 in a refrigerator carton, and that they didn't accept that suggestion.
No,
think
it's
of
funny.
All the bonus apps they could throw in.
You could fit them all, every single application. Although, quite frankly, that doesn't take that many CDs when you start thinking about the commercial apps available currently under Linux. But that number's growing.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Not like
the
games.
DOJ has rejected the Microsoft proposal. Right. So tomorrow, Judge Jackson
lays down the law.
It's gonna be exciting.
I don't know. Whenever I hear Judge Jackson, I think of that's Miss Jackson if you're nasty. But
Judge Jackson if you're nasty.
That is Judge Thomas Penfield Jackson will be evidently giving a ruling tomorrow. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah, I am going to be on a plane, so I'll be using the /.wap interface in order to frantically reload and find out what the ruling
I'm
is.
I'm going to attempt to make the headline as
obscure
basically as
possible.
Obscure as possible.
Hey, Rob, don't read this.
I will write it in Unicode so that it will not be able to display on your puny ASCII device.
I'll put HTML in it.
No.
Just for kicks.
Put it in like
this
seven.
Bold tag comes in for no reason whatsoever.
Internet busy.
7-bit ASCII.
Excellent.
Yes, 7-bit ASCII.
7-bit ASCII. Sweet. You guys are my friends. I love you dearly. Drop dead.
Yeah, we're your closest friends.
We have only your best interests at heart.
No, you don't. You're evil. You are spawn of Satan.
Who watched the Oscars? Nate and I did.
I actually didn't watch
it. I watched it.
Did Robin Williams do the Blame Canada?
He did Blame Canada.
With 25 Mounties?
Was it cool?
It was pretty cool. I mean, it was one of those things which was definitely like, You know, it was a little bit overhyped.
Did they bleep him?
No, they didn't bleep him.
They didn't bleep. Did they bleep fart? They didn't bleep fart?
No, I don't think so.
Wow.
I didn't notice it if they did. I don't.
It was. They were good. Supposed to be bleeping piss and fart, wasn't it? I can't remember what that.
I don't think.
Bitch.
No, I don't think they did.
It was bitch and fart.
But that got pretty good.
It didn't win the
good
Oscar.
Response.
It didn't win
you,
the Oscar,
no.
Of course. But that's because get your bleeper ready. They didn't nominate Shut Your Fucking Face, Uncle Fucker.
Yeah, they should have.
That would have been so cool.
If Robin Williams.
Go the way
that
touch your uncle Fucker.
Here it goes. You just fuck your uncle all day long. I love that. That
right.
I like the farting
you don't
verse.
You drink
the
all
long.
You just
fuck
your
uncle
all day long.
You're so daddy, Terrence.
Yeah, welcome to the 2 weeks with us after the South Park movie came out.
Right. Oh, my God. We listened to those stupid MP3s looping for hours on end. Oh, my God. It was a good time.
Oscars. So, and good Oscars.
Matrix
American,
got a lot of...
The Matrix got a lot of kudos.
Matrix really cleaned up in the whole technical department.
Yeah, right. Edging out Phantom Menace, which... Yeah,
you deserved to be edged.
Yeah, well, I think the special effects in Phantom Menace were probably better as a whole. But I mean, the
Matrix, I think, was sharper. Overall.
Yeah, the Matrix. Yeah, the Matrix did sharper, newer stuff.
You know the way. And that's definitely true. Although Phantom Menace did do a lot more with, full CGI characters.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, it was Jar Jar, you know,
but
they did.
They
that,
had like the big CGI war scenes and stuff.
Right.
That was pretty,
yeah. Right. I think that the effects in Phantom Menace were probably better, but the Matrix actually kind of blazed some new territory.
Yeah.
They both blazed new territory, but in
the
in
gun
different
stuff
areas.
In the Matrix was pretty cool. The bullet dodging and stuff like that.
See, I liked that. I liked what was the one? The sequence where this wasn't even so much of the effects, but just everything involving when Keanu Reeves is actually waking up from his battery cocoon thing.
Yeah,
and that whole sequence
that
was crazy.
Visually, and there wasn't even a lot
it
of
was
effects
pretty creepy.
In there. It was a lot more of just a crazy set that they built, but there was some great parts in there.
Yeah,
but definitely for editing.
Yeah, definitely.
You got sound and sound editing.
The only other contender that I could think of for editing the nominees didn't really float me. I thought Fight Club and Three Kings.
Three Kings
were all very well edited movies.
I liked the cinematography as well in Three Kings.
They all were visually just right on top. Sleepy Hollow got art direction, which
Hollow totally
Tim
deserved
Burton
that.
Tim Burton finally gets some creds this year, but
even in Sleepy Hollow, when the narrative and everything gets way off track and just like
when the movie was boring, it still was fun to look at.
It was just beautiful,
and it had Johnny Depp.
Right, and of course American Beauty.
American
owns
Beauty.
Us all.
Yep.
Yeah, that was well deserved.
They got director, best picture,
best
actor and screenplay and cinematography.
Yeah.
So
I watched
it
again this weekend. Enjoyed it immensely, even the second time through. It's a good movie. It's it deserves all the kudos it's getting. A lot of people are bitching now that it's overrated. But anytime anything gets successful, people bitch that it gets overrated. I don't know, like say websites for example.
Not that we have any website in mind.
Well, nobody bitches about Geeks in Space being...
what the heck?
Tell your friends
to overrate Geeks in Space.
We want to become massively successful so that you can all think we suck now.
Really, we need to turn it into a television talk show, I think.
Well, we've got all the camcorders and stuff, but thing is, we're ugly.
Yeah, we are not cute.
Okay. What we really need to do is get either somebody from Beavis and Butthead or from Space Ghost or something real low budget to just do a terrible, terrible, cheesy animation of us. I think it'd be great.
Either that or puppets.
Puppets.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the Commander Taco doll?
Well, I would just like to use arbitrary objects a turkey sandwich. there's a turkey sandwich. All right,
Rob's a turkey sandwich. I would like to be a bedside table.
Potter is a lamp. He is just a lamp.
Helgen lamp.
Instead of talking, a hand will just stick up and pull the chain to turn him on off.
When he starts talking, when he ends talking.
It's not going to make a lot of sense. Nate, you should be like a safe. Just a big metal
safe. Well, this is going to be a very creative set design.
Yeah.
I kind of like the puppets idea, and then having guests on the show and having custom puppets for each guest.
I don't know. I kind of like all the guests having
Here's
the
Jamie.
Same puppet.
Dude, Jay, the guest puppet with a little plaque with their name written on front of it.
A paper bag or something, a
That's
sock.
Right. The hard part is going to be, you have to move your puppet somehow to represent talking, and moving Nate's safe is going to, we can put you in the safe, and you can just shake.
Rock back and forth.
I could
Hey, someone let me out of here. It's airtight.
It's airtight. It's airtight.
So let's see here. What else do we got?
Potter,
assuming
what is it?
Tech Review.
Oh, yeah.
Site operator? That's kind of creepy.
Yeah. Well, that's why we've opened a class action suit against all the anonymous cowards, like you said.
One at a time.
Yep. We're going to take
we're gonna
them
go after
down.
Them all at once.
Man, Flashdot really sucks since they sold Andover. First post, bend over. Natalie Portman naked. Hot grits. Hot grits.
Yep. For people who don't have a life.
Or anything
Flash
to say.
Anonymous cowardom.
Reading at Threshold negative one is a truly painful experience.
It is.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about Threshold 2, though. At Threshold 2.
Beautiful.
Only intelligent, well-thought-out comments or people with extremely
or
high karma.
Or people with karma, yeah. Oh, goody. It's another Signal 11 and another Bruce Friends and another. Here's the 73 guys who post every day, all day. We love you guys, but holy cow.
You guys, oh, man.
I mean, we work on Slashdot, but it's our jobs. You guys, wow. I thank you.
Thank
but,
you.
But
we
wow.
love you.
Do your employers know what you do all day? Let's see. We got...
we have... the interview for next week. We're taking questions today is with Miguel of
cool.
Gnome fame, so... Get in there, ask questions. Miguel is Miguel.
He's been doing all of their kung fu over at Helix Code.
Yeah, he is very cool. Good guy.
It'll be interesting to, you know, it's a lot easier to read his messages than to hear him because he tends to talk.
I learned English from Usenet.
Yes, I learned, do not blame me, I learned English from Usenet.
Whoa. He's so cool.
He's a good guy.
Miguel is great. BioWare.
Oh, yeah.
Interview with the CEO of BioWare. Neverwinter Nights, which is going to be the online RPG they're doing, will be ported to Linux. And yes. They hinted potentially at doing Baldur's Gate 2 being ported to Linux.
Oh, yeah.
And that, frankly, would make me wet my pants.
Again.
Again.
Which, you know, I don't have a sense of smell.
Now, is Baldur's Gate 2 supposed to have an engine upgrade?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Engine upgrade, significant level enhancements from Baldur's Gate 1. You'll be able to go much higher on
is
level.
Is there going
to
be, like, a group play?
Yeah.
More of that? Because Baldur's Gate wasn't, like, a group play game.
Well,
it?
You
it
could.
It could be, but
could,
it was
but it wasn't
pretty sucky.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, an EverQuest
it was a chore.
Doom or
no.
Quake,
Neverwinter Nights is going to be a lot more group play and things like that. And that'll be cool. I think that we'll probably have to jettison EverQuest when Neverwinter Nights or Diablo 2 comes out.
Yeah, when is Diablo 2 supposed to come out?
Speaking of which, the beta testers have been announced for the first round of beta testing for Diablo 2.
And it is not any of us.
Yeah. But
we didn't try to register, so...
We should have just been given copies.
I registered and I didn't get in, but I had a friend who got in, and I will be spending a lot of time at his house when he gets
beta
his copy.
Testing.
Kissing him
but,
and loving him.
The second round of beta testing for Diablo 2 is going to be open because they want to stress test their Battle.net servers, so anyone who wants to can get in on round 2 of the Diablo 2 beta test.
Excellent, my precious.
It's just going to be a big honking download?
Yeah, which means, you know, all of us... Start your characters. It's time to make a paladin.
You know, I'm not even going to try because I know somebody's going to register my neck before I even get it. I would like to rant for a short moment, if I may, about neck thieving. I can't log into anything anymore because my neck is taken everywhere. This didn't used to be a problem. I picked my neck. It's spelled wrong intentionally so that nobody would even think about having it. And then this whole Slashdot thing comes along, and now I need a new neck just because everybody keeps frickin' taking mine.
Yeah, you may not be aware of this, but you're actually a bot on FNet that doles out wares.
Am I?
Yeah.
Sweet. That doesn't surprise me. Somebody's got me on EverQuest. There's already an account for me on Napster. I mean, everywhere I go, it's like, make my account. Nope. Sorry. Taken.
So that's why Rob usually registers as Little Girl Man Maldar.
Yeah, Little Girl Man. Now, I don't put the Malda in there because, you know, that might be a little bit too obvious. I don't want to be tracked down by the man.
The man.
The man.
Especially for distributing gigs and gigs of MP3s on Napster.
Dude.
The
I
Napster.
Actually, you know, and I have to just say something again. I used Napster for the first time a few days ago just to check it out. And... now I see why the record industry is so scared.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, MP3s are one thing, you know, but I mean, you have to rip your CDs. But the interesting thing, I saw an article a while back, and we didn't post it, but we probably should have. I think it was it in Wired or Salon? I can't remember. But somebody basically benchmarked IRC bots versus Napster and found that IRC bots statistically work better They find more obscure and more music. But well, Napster has just got that. Yeah, here's thousands and thousands and thousands of songs.
Yeah, Napster is the thing. Well, with an IRC bot, you're going to find better MP3s. But with Napster, you can get every track by every boy band you've ever wanted.
If you want to be my lover.
And that is a benefit right there.
Something, you know, for thousands of teens across the globe.
But yeah, I mean, it is still kind of problematic because you have people dialing in through 56K and downloading, you know, from someone with a 56K is just painful. And you get a lot of things where you get disconnected before you get the whole song. And
so the record industry really doesn't have much to be afraid of, today. But, you know, it's one of those things. They definitely have to be afraid. And that freaks me out. You know, I'm not for pirating, you know, and that's not cool. But, I buy the CDs that I rip into MP3s. I have this huge stack of CDs that I've purchased only so that I can rip and put on my MP3 server.
And then the CDs go away.
And then they go into the closet where I never, ever touch them again. And I navigate conveniently designed GUIs the way our music ought to be. And then I don't have to deal with DJs.
Yeah.
Just quite DJs piss me off.
Anybody dealing with radio or any sort of audio broadcast.
Yeah.
Who would listen to other people talk?
Yeah.
All right.
So let's see. We have anything else interesting to talk about here?
I like the story why cold pizza tastes so good because, well, cold pizza being a major portion of my diet.
Excluding when we go to lunch.
Exactly. It's fun to finally have a scientific explanation for what I've always come to love.
It's come to my knowledge that some of you aren't doing your homework assignments each week on Geeks in Space. Your homework assignment every week, of course, is to email Kurt at thepope.org. Now, this week, what I'd like you to do is email him exactly 1,024 copies of the number 0. All right? If you can fulfill that homework assignment...
Kurt, for the record, I'm not involved in this part. Don't make it so I go to jail for tax evasion.
I like the part where Kurt is sitting on the couch going, "What did you see on Geeks in Space this week?" As email keeps popping into his box.
That's Rob's roommate gratification.
People keep asking me about my rash. I don't like it. Actually, you know, next week's homework assignment should be to find Kurt a date.
That's going to be pretty hard, dude. I mean, there's only like 20 Geeks in Space listeners, and most of them use multiple email addresses.
Yeah, and plus, are any of them female?
I hope not.
That'd be an interesting question. I wonder if there are any female readers on Geeks in Space. Sure. There's got to be. Well, Slashdot was like 3% last time we did the male-female poll, and my guess is that most of them were lying. What was that other story about statistically something like 20% of men play role-playing games as women when they play online?
I must admit I'm guilty. I play a woman on EverQuest.
Yeah, I was a female on EverQuest until I quit. But, you know, that was because she was hotter. The model looked cooler. I mean, give me a break. I don't want to sit looking at this
hanging out with this, you know.
It's like the female models on Quake 3. You know, they sound hotter when they get hurt.
That was the thing, you know. I was a hot chick, and I was just standing in the alley, and people were giving me stuff. It's like, yeah, I'm a hot chick. Give me a new shield. How about a helmet? I could use a helmet. And, you know, they're like, hot chick, sure. She's level 5. Maybe she'll do me.
Of course, they wouldn't realize that, 98% of the hot chicks on EverQuest are actually men. No.
No. Except for the other hot chicks.
Well, you guys know what Britishing is.
Oh, no.
Here we go again.
Real dollars for cyber sex.
And killing your partner as you climax. That's the only reason anyone plays online role-playing games anymore.
Was
Where have you
from
been?
Old Man Murray?
Yep.
Yeah, we should give them guys shout-outs. Shout-outs to oldmanmurray.com.
Old Man Murray rocks.
Yeah, Old Man Murray.
You should read that. It's weird video game reviews. They also have a really great interview that they slice and dice Roberta Williams from King's Quest. The best part about it is they're talking to her about, you know, why her games haven't been so successful over the last few years. Her response is, you know, that, well, as the computing industry grew, the average intelligence of raiders of online gamers started decreasing.
Therefore, those who played King's Quest were geniuses.
Never contemplating the fact that, you know, King's Quest, you know, was pretty dumb. And there just wasn't a lot of choices back in 1984.
And then they just made that game over and over and over again.
Oh, we're going to call this one Leisure Suit Larry. Oh, we're going to call this one, oh, this is
Air
Roger
Today,
Wilco.
Gone Tomorrow, and To Air Is Human. Yeah. You can't, reusing the same pun in your game titles. You know you've bombed when. God. Yeah, but I highly recommend Old Man Murray. Better video game reviews than I've found pretty much anywhere else. You can't really figure out...
And there's a lot more cursing.
Yeah, yeah. I like my reviews to be of cursing.
And they enjoy everyone's favorite pastime, ripping on Daikatana.
Except they do it very well.
Efficiently.
Quite so.
Lane. We should mention Lane, because that's what I've been watching lately, and I'm pretty blown away by it.
Lane is awesome.
Lane is, for those of you who haven't seen this, I've actually got a lot of email from people giving me suggestions on anime, following the numerous Dragon Ball Z references made on Geeks in Space.
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z. Dragon, Dragon. Rock the Dragon.
Yeah, so Potter hooked me up with the Lane DVDs. There's now 4 DVDs, 13 episodes, and I've now seen the 11th episode. And
it's crazy.
It's very postmodern, ambiguous, visually pleasing, just really bizarre.
Definitely,
it's one of the
definitely not for 8-year-olds or whatever. Ball Z is targeted.
It's not like porn or something.
No,
it's somewhere in between, you know, where you get the porn animes, you know, the
La Blue Girl
and Dragon Ball
Twin
Z
Angel.
And Sailor Moon.
Well,
you
there are parts of Lane that are definitely aimed at, you know, the panty sniffing Japanese man.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. This again.
Yeah, this is one of Potter's running theories, and you know, I don't want to cause an international incident. But Potter seems to think that from the Japanese culture that he's seen, that basically all Japanese men do is thinking about sniffing little girls' panties.
Master Roshi from Dragon Ball Z is no exception.
In fact, he might be the instigator of the pastime.
Why do you think he's so buddy-buddy with Bulma all the time?
Bulma's annoying.
Because he's
like
a
every
father
episode,
figure.
I can't figure the thing out with Bulma. It's like every episode, here's your token 30 seconds of Bulma. And they're always not interesting and not related to the plot at all.
No,
it's
I know.
It's like you didn't need that.
They need her to use any technology because she's like the super smart one.
She's the one who keeps all the little car capsule pills in her pocket.
Exactly.
You know,
house in a capsule.
Here's another thing that bothered me. I saw an episode a couple weeks ago where she took her capsule and she made a submarine out of it, and then she rode around underwater in her submarine. Her submarine then got attacked and ruptured. But what she did was she got an escape pod, which was another pill that was inside of her. But she had a pill, the capsule pill, inside of her submarine. So as far as I could tell, you can infinitely stack these compressible pills.
Well, heck yeah.
So I don't understand why you wouldn't just keep another capsule inside of your capsule infinitely.
Right.
I don't know, dude. I don't think they thought of that recursion possibility.
I like this plan a lot.
I do like the capsule cars, though. They're right there when you need them.
They're everywhere you want to be. I totally need one of those. But, you know, they don't make those. You can't get them imported into Michigan.
Real life.
It's kind of like slot machines. There are laws preventing the import of them.
Or Dragon Ball radars.
Yep.
Yeah,
those
well,
as well.
They let me have my level sensor that snaps on over my eye, but it doesn't really work because so far I haven't met anybody who's over level 1. It's kind of bothering me. It's almost like there's no such thing as Saiyans.
That's because I've learned to hide my power.
All right, I'm ending this. This
That's
has gotten...
because your phone rang twice, and you must have something important.
Let's go to the phones
no,
now.
No, when we spend 5 minutes on Dragon Ball Z, that's when it's time to end.
Hardly spent 3 minutes on Dragon Ball Z.
Okay,
we've got to spend a couple
minutes,
more minutes on Lane.
Yeah.
Watch Lane. It's
It is cool.
It's got... the thing that I like about it, it's like the first thing that I've seen that's post-internet, where you know they've made the internet kind of religious and philosophical and weird. It's the first time that they did that, and it's weird, but it's not stupid. And most of the time, when anybody tries to bring the internet in on something, it just comes out as dumb.
Cheesy.
Although the Matrix kind of did that, but it wasn't really the internet.
Lane is kind of cited too as one of the inspirations for the Matrix.
Right.
So.
But
yeah, you'll note the agents in Lane.
Yes, that is true. But I still haven't quite figured out what their deal is. All I know is they run around with their little LEDs and shine their little lights on people. It's pretty exciting, but
that's why I love you, Lane.
What the hell? All right. It's been an all-rockin' exciting episode. We'll catch you guys next week, hopefully. This is... I'm going to Boston. When are you back? Are you back?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'm in Florida next week, so I may not be with you guys, but...
I wish you luck.
I give you love.
Catch you guys at a later date.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.